Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the sky above us today, November 24th, and we are nearing the end of the month. We are in a week where the energies are sort of quiet, yet there is potential toward the end of the week for some more craziness in the energy. And then, of course, as we head into the weekend, the new moon or full moon, lunar eclipse that also promises to bring some shakeups. So let's see, what do we have on tap today? This morning at 7:04, so very early my time, about an hour ago, the moon broke the void and moved out of Pisces and into the sign of Aries, changing up the energy for the day. And wherever Aries is in your astrology chart is where the energy is now focused by the moon. So the moon represents emotions and how we feel. It represents timing sometimes and what kind of timing things are happening in the natural rhythms and so forth. It represents our inner world, right? Our inner needs. And when she changes signs, she changes up the energy of what we're going to experience as our needs or as our emotional sort of reaction to things, or how we will engage the energy of emotion. And of course, this is also dependent upon your own personal chart. If your own personal chart has Aries lit up with a whole bunch of planets, then likely the moon's transit through Aries will bring things up for you in your life. If Aries is square to something in your own personal chart, then likely it's going to be more challenging perhaps for you. And if you've been, you know, with me for a while, maybe you've even learned how to chart and predict based on your chart and based on where the moon is moving about what days of the month are the best days for you. For example, an easy one for you to note is the sign that your natal moon is in, because once a month, the transiting moon moves across that place and starts a new moon for you, your own personal new moon, if you will. And it's not that it's a new moon like what we think of the moon as being, unless, of course, you were born at the new moon. But if you're born at the full moon, for example, the moon coming back to your own full moon gives you an opportunity to start a new cycle for you personally in the way that the moon is interacting with the layout of your chart. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. This morning with the moon in Aries, we've already had a very early sextile to the planet Saturn. And it's interesting because I was looking at that one this morning and feeling, I felt this energy right from the moment I got up. I turned inward and I was getting more serious in my own mind, not because there was anything outside of me forcing me into that, but it seemed like the natural path for me to take this morning to go more contemplative, to be more inward facing or inward focused. Now, as we get on later into the day, that inward focus brought to us by Saturn changes, because now the moon will be in a trine to the sun. And that takes us more outward, right? That's a more extroverted energy. It's enthusiastic. It's hopeful. Maybe we get some clarity on some things that we need to get clarity on, like what direction do we want to take our life? What direction do you want to move your business in? What direction do you want for your health, for your finances? You can fill your relationships, just fill in the blanks, right? So we have that enthusiasm a little bit later. And then late this evening, the moon will come into a conjunction, Aries, remember, a conjunction to Chiron, where the potential is that we can find some kind of resolution to something that has been a wound in the past, or to some emotional issue that we have been dealing with in our families or in your own personal life. So the transits of the day are supporting the moon's move through Aries at this time. Aries energy now, if you want to know what Aries is all about, Aries is a representation of a new beginning or a fresh start. It is the first sign of the zodiac. It always happens at the spring equinox. That's where we go into Aries energy. So it has this kind of energy of cardinal beginning, initiating energy. And it's high energy, right? Things begin with a bang, right? They begin with fire, right? The astrological year begins with fire, the fire of Aries energy, which is youthful. It's dynamic. It wants to move forward. It presses outward, right? For experiences. It represents the self in terms of the physical world that we live in, the self as in the physical body, right? That the vehicle that your soul is housed in. And therefore it brings up survival issues, our instinctual nature, and our assertiveness, our pushing again outward, right? It's all about the outward pressing energy. There is a certain amount of innocence that comes with the sign of Aries because it's the baby, right? It's the new energy of the year. It's not got its immaturity yet. And so it does things sometimes in a very innocent way, as in there's an honesty here in Aries energy. It's very difficult for any of the fire signs, really. It's difficult for them to lie because they're just so exuberant and they just want to get out there and live their lives. So there's a certain authenticity that is an aura around Aries energy. They have been known to be, or it is a sign that is known for impulsivity, straightforwardness, right? The straight shooter, mincing few words and kind of barreling forward. That is in their innocence, not because they're mean or nasty or uncouth, nothing like that. It's that youthful exuberance you have, right, in that sign. So whatever house that sign is sitting on is where you have this sort of headstrong, willful, and pushing outward energy. Right. So if you have it in your fifth house, for example, there's this self-expression that's just trying to push out of you. If you have it in the 10th house, maybe it's about your career expression. You're likely going to be some kind of entrepreneur or solopreneur. If it's in your seventh house, relationships, your relationships may be cutting edge or built upon different kinds of values than what the normal, quote, normal world expects. So wherever it is in your chart is where you push out with youthful exuberance and in your own way, let's say, right? You did it your way. Aries is also a sign for self-discovery in that it is very exploring. All our fire signs in some way have this exploring energy. We just talked about that last week when the sun moved into Sagittarius, right? The idea of exploration and adventure is very powerful in those fire signs. Sagittarius takes it to the nth degree, perhaps it's more refined, this idea of exploring to broaden one's horizons. Well, in Aries, it's exploring because one's horizons haven't been explored yet. We haven't explored the limits to which we can proceed in that forward motion. So Aries does it with exuberance and youthfulness. Leo does it with a more dramatic flair, and Sagittarius does it with a more purpose-filled idea of what it is that they are aiming their arrows at. So what we're seeing when we talk about things like impulsiveness or exploring energy or taking risks is that is sort of a symptom of a fire sign, right? That the fire signs are going to do that. So Aries, Leo, Sagittarius in some way express these fire type energies. So as well as self-discovery and that exploring nature and being eager to move outward, there is also this spirit of competition here. Mars is the ruler. Mars is the warrior, the competitor, the very masculine energy. Again, pushing out, yang energy, moving outward. And some parts of this Aries experience is where we might take some risks and where we are willing to set out and maybe put that foot halfway out over the cliff, right? The fool tarot card. It is a sign of independence where we are working through issues around dependence and codependence and independence and interdependence. So we have things like self-direction, self-sufficiency, self-reliance, everything that you can think of about propelling the self forward comes through Aries. Autonomy, right? Sovereignty. All of those kinds of words are also words that we could use to describe the transit of the moon through Aries, or at least the emotional connection to some of these words. It is plain and simple warrior energy. It shows courage. It has leadership potential. It has strength and vigilance, staying the course, right, to be able to move forward. It is bold, boldly goes where no woman has gone before, or man. Self-absorption is one of the negative aspects, right? All the signs have that positive, right? We can swing into the positive nature, the neutral nature, and then we can also swing out over into the more negative expression of the energies. Self-absorption, selfishness, vanity, impulsivity, anger, and impatience are all symptoms of that more negative energy, the negative focus of that energy. If you're finding yourself or anyone else that you're around today kind of tiptoeing into that area, it could be a call for them to really look at what is creating the anger, the frustration, the impatience, the vanity, the selfishness. What is it about that expression that's coming up? It's likely linked emotionally to some other point in their life, to some other experience in their life where they didn't get their needs met. So in Aries, we are trying to get our needs met by moving outward, right? By moving outward and exploring and starting something new and risking putting our toe in the water, even if there are sharks, right? Betting that the shark isn't in that part of the water that I'm in. In the body, Aries rules everything to do with the face, the scalp, the head, headaches, dizziness, the brain, and as well the eyes, right? So the eyes, acne in your face, breakouts on your face, maybe from a connection to Uranus in your chart from Aries. A lot of people over the last few months have had a lot of experiences with migraines and headaches and falls where they've hit their head. I mean, I can't even tell you how many people I've talked to who've had that kind of an issue of falling and hitting their heads or falling and breaking bones. Often that can be a misalignment of energy in Aries, Sagittarius, or even Leo, right? The fire signs that sometimes have that impulsive nature or that risky behavior. So they're taking that risk, but that risk comes at the cost perhaps of something in their body. Now, it's not so much that that's a bad thing. It isn't, and it's not you being shameful or guilty of some kind of activity. It shows you where there's a misalignment of the energy. So how can you realign, bring everything back to peace and harmony? And the body will show you that. The body's a really good barometer to show you where your heart and mind are out of alignment, right? Once something reaches into the body, the expression of a disease or a condition of sorts in the body, it tells you that something has been going on out in the emotional, mental, or spiritual realms, and it's just had its ability to move in. And the more that we ignore an issue, for example, the more prominent it becomes in the body. So our body is really the barometer of everything that we need to work on within us, or where things are out of balance within us and we need to bring back that balance. Hopefully that makes sense for everybody. So that's our day by the moon. And literally that's all that there really is for the day, except for the Pleiadian earth energy that we're going to slip into here in a minute. Let me just say a good morning to everybody. Elisa, hello. And Mimi, good morning to you. Asa, it's good to see you. Adrian Jones, good morning. Kathleen, hello. Christine Buckingham, good morning. And Elisa says, I have Aries in my fourth house. So home and family affected for you, the foundation, the roots of something, right? Creating a stable foundation and likely boldly willing to change up what it takes to be in that foundation at times in your family or in your life. Maybe you have a family filled with people who take risks, right? Maybe they're competitors or maybe they're warrior types. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out in your chart or in your life if you look at it that way. Good morning, Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, and hello, Taylor. It's good to see you out there this morning. Apparently, there is a giant lag going on because this looks like I'm way back at minute 3 or 4 when I know I'm not there. So I'm going to have to leave YouTube and go back to Zoom where I can see everything in like current time. So Today's Pleiadian Earth energy, as we discussed yesterday, we were in understanding energy, right? We were starting to take all the building blocks of the spiral of consciousness for this week, and we were putting them together, building them one upon the other to come to a new understanding. Well, today we've come to the day 13. Today we've come to completion. And today's completion comes at 13 seeing energy. So completion is a time for us to integrate everything that we've learned. So yesterday we were trying to understand everything in the grand scheme of things. Today we're integrating it. We're taking it in. We are allowing it to move through us. We're moving into the void. The ascension occurs in the void, right? In the return to source for guidance on what comes next, right? This is our time. This is the number that's missing in everything but a few places in our world where we can actually connect to bringing everything into its proper perspective, where we can actually tap in, go inward and tap into source to get direction for what comes next. So that is our day today, seeking answers and clarity in the void, right? Going just into that quiet place, not forcing yourself to be something that you're not today, allowing yourself to have that moment for clarity, to hear a transmission, if you will, coming from source aimed at you to let you know where you go next. And of course, tomorrow begins the new spiral of consciousness, and we'll begin that at one intuiting. So we're already going deeper, right? We're getting into that space where it's quiet and where we can hear the voice of God, if you will, or source of the cosmos to get direction for us personally and where it is we're meant to go next. Now, that's the universal energy of the day. Today, 13, the earth energy of the day is seeing. In the Mayan calendar, seeing was men or the eagles. So here we have this element of air and rising up with new ideas and seeing things from a new perspective. It's a day to check in with ourselves, seeing what it is that are your, what are your aspirations? What are your goals? Where do you want to go? How do you want to proceed? How do you want to share your gifts? And how do you want to interact with the energy of possibilities, right? Possibilities. Again, it's a theme starting to really develop. It's becoming a drumbeat in both our minds and our hearts about what more is possible. What more is possible? Our desire for freedom is very powerful on a seeing day, and it can lead us to take chances or risks. Ha ha. And we have the moon in risk-driven Aries. So we might want to be very careful today about what kind of risks we take. I'm not saying that taking risks are bad, because it's not. If we don't take a risk, we don't get any benefit, right? We don't see the possibility for what comes next. So I always call them calculated risks, right? I'm going to spend this much money on this kind of advertising and see what happens, right? But it's not any more than what I could stand to lose in case it doesn't work out, right? So risks, right, that are calculated, that are goal-oriented, that are purpose-oriented. And if you're going to take risks, if you're going to move forward, you better do it with an open heart and an open mind, because if your mind is going, no, it's going to be a flop, but your heart's going, yes, let's do it, let's do it, then you have a dissonance in the energy, you have interference patterns, and then you have problems, right? Getting to where it is that you really wanted to go. And so we have on an opportunity on a day like today to really get some clarity around what's true for us and what's not true for us. This can be very visionary energy, very psychic energy, where we can hold an expanded vision of what is possible, right? What is possible? And I always think of it here where I live, we have these very tall Douglas fir trees, hemlocks, what are those other trees out there? Cedars. And they rise to sometimes 230, 250 feet high. And then you'll see eagles at the very top of that tree. And the eagles from that position then have such a demanding, commanding view of the world. So for us, it's about our being able to rise to the level of the eagle, to both be able to see the details with that eagle eye, but also the grander picture, the grander design behind it all. So holding the vision of what is possible, which then brings hope both to us and to the people of the world, right? seeing the world through different lenses, perhaps, as we expand our view of what can be and what is possible as we move forward. So moving forward energy today, and also being careful that if you're going to take risks, that they're calculated risks, but also in the backdrop of listening to that inner voice, because we are in that 13 energy, where really the risk is what, maybe the risk is going inward. Like, what if you just did things upside down? Instead of pushing outward, push inward and then outward, right? Go in first to see what is needed inside. What's the view from the inner world? And then taking action steps based on what information comes to you through that realm. All right, literally, that is it for me today. I have nothing else to share with you all. I know that seems mighty short, but it is the case, right? We have nothing major happening today. It's a great day for us to take that time and just enjoy that quiet space to entertain, you know, the different things that are coming up for you in your own personal life. Tomorrow is a fairly quiet day as well, even though we do have the moon in Aries still tomorrow, and she will come into a conjunction with Mars. And of course, Thanksgiving Day is a good day, kind of moving out of Aries energy into Taurus energy. That Friday might be a crazy day because of the challenges of planets changing direction, and including Neptune over the weekend. So I leave it to you guys. If there's something that you want to talk about today, let me know. I don't see any other comments out there. Asa, I'll need your help, I guess, to tell me if there's something new that people want to talk about. I don't see any comments here either. It's really quiet. I'm really quiet. I feel really quiet. I don't feel the need to be all that chatty, but I'm certainly willing to go in that direction should you have questions or the need to go there. I did think about human design aspects as well today, and there aren't any new aspects happening today, but as we move later into the week, one thing that I keep meaning to talk to you guys about that is escaping my mind is that Uranus is going to make a change out of the gate of rationalization that it's been in. Remember that up here in the head center connected to the Ajna through Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn are still at the gate 61. Well, Saturn is not any longer, but Jupiter and Pluto are, and Uranus was at the gate 24. So we were completing that whole channel, which gave us, if you have open head and open Ajna, gave you access to a defined head and a defined Ajna temporarily. Well, that's breaking apart as we get into later this week, the 27th. So that is on Friday. And in breaking apart, then what the gate that Uranus moves into brings to us is nurturing energy. So this is energy that we got into for a long time with Uranus. Uranus is still retrograde. So he has moved backward, or he's moving backward, and will re-enter the gate 27, which is, like I said, a gate of nurturing, feeding, clothing, taking care of, nurturing, cooking for, teaching, spending time with one another. It's an energy on the sacral that connects us all through the matriarchal energy, right? So through the energy of the divine feminine that feeds and clothes and transmits values and laws, rules, and supports the tribe from sort of the inner side. And it is going to be that way then until we get into February. I was looking forward in my 2021 book today up into February. So we have a couple of months here where we've moved out of the mind with the planet Uranus, the rebel that's been cooking up all of the stuff in our heads, down into our sacral, where now it's about how do we take care of one another, right? It's interesting to me that the likely distribution of a vaccine, irregardless of what you think about vaccines, will begin during this nurturing period of time. I don't know if that bodes well for it or not. But it is an interesting thought that we begin to focus a shift into a different direction instead of trying to hide ourselves away from the coronavirus or to keep ourselves masked and separated from one another. We begin this more nurturing adventure. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the next few months. And I also noted that early in December, December 2nd, I think it is, Jupiter is finally moving out of the gate 61 up at the head center and into the gate 60, also down there on the root center, pushing upward toward the sacral, which is a gate of refocusing our values. It's a very conservative, resourceful energy. And so it'll be interesting to see how we affect our resources with Jupiter, the planet of growth and expansion, at a very limiting gate, at a gate that in the I Ching was called limitation. So interesting things, you know, about to push into our reality here very shortly. Anybody have questions about yesterday's chat about the Mayan calendar and the idea of waves coming off of a world tree that at once move simultaneously with each other and then move out of sync with one another? Any questions about any of that? Kathleen, hello there. She says, love that feminine side energy, nurturing. Indeed, it is. It's very nurturing energy, but it's also energy that is... corrective. Let me use that as the word, corrective, in that it is up to the feminine, to the feminine energy, to lay out the values of the family or the tribe or the society or the nation or whatever. It's the divine feminine energy that lays out those laws and the values by which we are going to live from. It is also the divine feminine then that also begins the process of discipline and punishment if indeed the values or the laws and the rules are broken. But that is carried out by the masculine energy. The masculine energy is more the warrior, the protector of the values, the protector of the ideals that are set out by the divine feminine. So it's always an interesting talk when we get into this territory, because we can see very clearly in the world how those roles have not been honored, right? That we have a divine masculine that's holding down the fort all of the way, right? Trying to mete out laws and uphold the values, as well as trying to lay down the values rather than it being the other way around. Although I would say that if we got right down to it, the divine feminine is still there and very active from behind the scenes, kind of from the womb, if you will, from the void, kind of prodding the forward motion of our world in terms of our values and how we are going to show up in the nurturing aspect, in the teaching aspect, the feeding, the clothing, the taking care of aspect, and insisting as time goes on that the masculine do her bidding. And that, and I know that's kind of languaging that can be almost divisive. I don't mean it that way. It's that it is the feminine that has to lay out what happens. It is the masculine's job to go out there and do the protection and to see it through to the end. So we're returning hopefully to a more balanced nature in those two great energies. And well, nothing new, nobody's questioning. So I'm going to take my leave. I have a webinar to teach this afternoon on the upcoming energies for December. I will see you all tomorrow morning. We'll have maybe a couple of things to chat about. An announcement, remember tomorrow also in the afternoon, I will be on Angel Heart Radio with Annette McCoy. We're going to kind of take a deeper look at the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius and what does that mean for our future. And also some of the most important things to look out for in December. And that will be at 3 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow afternoon, 6 p.m. for those of you on the East Coast. All right, guys, take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.